Sean Sweet Virgos, Funny Virgos, All One Version Virgos, All One Version from Johnny Waxman from now on. New Zodiac Year is now all about entertainment. It's all about uplifting energy. If you went to a doctor and the doctor told you, you're fucked, you're screwed, well, you wouldn't say those words. He would say, I'll give you 2 weeks left to live. You would not believe him and you would not take his opinion. You'd go for a second opinion, right? A Virgo would. If you were told you're given 2 weeks left to live, you would go looking for a second opinion. Same with astrology. Astrologers, there are lots of astrologers in the world that are telling Virgos, because there are no planets in Virgo, your life is screwed. Nobody loves you. Nobody wants you. Nobody's going to love you. Nobody's going to want you. Nobody's going to help you. Nobody's going to facilitate. You're basically no planet effect, no planets in Virgo. All the other stupid astrologers are telling you you're absolutely fucked, right? But Johnny Waxman says, no, I'm the other opinion. I've got another opinion. I've got an alternative opinion. And the alternative opinion defines moon astrology. Moon is your emotions. The moon, wherever we are in the orbiting the sun, the moon is our companion. The moon is our best friend. The moon lets the energies in. The moon helps us feel. And when you feel the full moon in Scorpio on the 24th of April, combined with the sun in Taurus, making its trine, illuminating the full moon energy, your full moon of desires, your full moon of what your mind wants, your body wants, your emotions wants, when you really want something, even though there are no planets in your star sign, if you really, really want it, you can and you will achieve it this week. But you've got to really want it. If you say you want it, like going to church, going to synagogue and praying and saying, hello, God, send God a little piece of paper saying, hello, God, will you do me a favor? That's right. And you light a little candle. It's not going to help. Your emotions are going to be behind it. And I want to share with you something that happened to me in December of 2012. And that was a zone when other astrologers and even a Kabbalistic rabbi said to me, no, I can't see it happening. No, I can't see anything happening. No, it's not going to happen for you. No, you want it to happen. It's not going to happen. I cried in December of 2012. I cried emotionally. It was a full moon. And I cried. And I had a miracle. I had a breakthrough. So I proved to myself, practice what I preach. I proved that when you really, really want something and your emotions really, 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 really want it, you can achieve it. And that's the magic of full moons. It's a magical energy. It gives us, it tells us, it speaks to us. The moon has always been there. It's always going to be there. And the moon is your feelings. And you really want something. You know, when we talk about, just sort of digress for a moment, we're talking about foods. Some foods are unhealthy to eat, right? Sugary things and cakes and biscuits and Cadbury's chocolate, they're all unhealthy because they put weight on. But we still eat them, don't we? We're not going to stop eating them. Alcohol, a glass of wine, a bottle of wine, whiskey, vodka, whatever you drink. It doesn't matter what you drink. It might technically be unhealthy for children to drink it and babies to drink it. You certainly wouldn't give your baby a drop of Scotch whiskey. But you drink it. Why? Because. Why not? I love it. If you love something so much, even if it's healthy or not healthy, but it doesn't matter. It gives you energy. It makes you feel good. You do it anyway. And that is the override button of moon astrology. Whilst we've got the sun in Taurus making a trine, and whilst we've got Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus making a trine to your Virgo identity, so you've got luck on your side. There are no squares because there are no planets in Gemini or Sagittarius, and that means that there's a direct energy there. So the full moon in Scorpio wants to make you lucky. Even with no planets in Virgo, even there's nothing, absolutely nothing. All the other opinions of all the other astrologers are saying you're fucked, right? You're screwed. Nothing new is going to happen until September, end of August, September. Nothing good is going to happen in your life till the end of... Johnny Waxman says, I'm the other opinion. And I say it can happen. But you've got to want it to happen. You've got to feel your emotions. I really, 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 really want it to happen. And you want something to happen, you're listening now to what God wants you to want. The moon, emotions, is the closest planet to Earth. It's God's planet. God created all the planets exactly round. We saw the eclipse, the new moon, and we're seeing the feeling, the energy now. God is giving you the feelings now. If God is giving you those feelings, listen to what God wants you to want and go for it.